Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. And today, you know, I want to just broach, what do you do? Where do you want to go? Kind of a thing. Sometimes you feel like doing something. You're not sure where you want to go, what you want to do. So I'm going to give you some different little short kind of things that you can either do. Some are day trips from here. Others you can expand them into a weekend or even to a week. There's enough things to do in some of these areas where you really can have a prolonged stay if you want. And there's stuff for different seasons. So we'll try to address all of that stuff. So the first area is the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. Not far from the Hudson Valley, I think within an hour of Port Jervis, which is in Orange County. And you don't hear a lot about Scranton, but you know, they've got a tremendous amount of attractions and things to do that I think you'd enjoy. Steamtown is there. It's a national historic site. And incredible. You'll see the turntables with the trains and them working on it. And there's train rides. There's, just tremendous history of, and let's face it, the locomotive was a big deal in American history. Really great historic site. Lots to do. Everybody, all ages, should enjoy it. Right next to the property, there's the Electric Trolley Museum, and you can take trolley rides. Scranton was a big area for trolley, manufacturing and all. And one of the few places where, you know, they still have that kind of infrastructure they could take you on. Also in that area is a very unique attraction. A lot of schools like it, but I think everybody would actually enjoy it because you really appreciate it more. It's called the Lackawanna Coal Mine Tour. And you put on the helmets and you take a ride down into the coal mines, which is, you know, in the Scranton area, and you get a tour. And I'll tell you, what they had to go through to mine coal is just amazing educational experience. And you learn a lot about the process and the children that were used and the animals. I mean, it's a really, really interesting tour. One of the nicest ones I've seen. And right near there, there's an anthracite museum, which is all, you know, about coal and minerals. And they also have a really nice gift shop, as is the coal mine tour, where you can get, there's some carved coal relics. I mean, nice stuff. So so you want to make sure you stop in there. And I think Houdini was from Scranton. So there's a Houdini Museum in the area. If you're Catholic or, you know, you like religious sites, Scranton is the home to the National Shrine of the Basilica of St. Anne, so Jesus' grandmother. And I'll tell you, that is a beautiful place. I think Mondays, you want to check ahead, but I think Mondays are the day where you can go. They have Mass. They have Exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Really, really beautiful place. And I think they had outdoor Stations of the Cross, from what I remember. And they have a very good gift shop, a lot of great religious devotional materials. And they've got something called St. Anne oil. And what happens is St. Anne, they had relics of her, and there's oil. And I don't know if it has to do with that. You burn it just like St. Philomena, where oil that was burned on the altar where she her relics were. There were a lot of people that had all kinds of miraculous cures and things. So you can get St. Anne oil, and people can use that when they're, you know, praying and trying to bless people and ask for intervention. And let's face it, Jesus loves his grandma. So, you know, that's a great way to ask for favors through her. But you can get that. And they have a really good gift shop. And I think there was a book in there that had some of the miracles that happened with the St. Anne oil. So you want to ask about that. But it's a really nice day. There are some really nice restaurants in that area. There's one called Cooper's, which incredible seafood place. And they, you can even get like alligator soup there. It's just an amazing place. And it's decorated with all this great retro stuff. So you'll go into one room and you'll see like the Star Trek Enterprise crew with Jim Shatner and Nimoy and stuff. And it's just really, really fun place to go. And also, when you first go into the restaurant, Look at the pictures on the walls. They had some really, really good coal mining pictures and things about that area. They've been there a long time, and it's wonderful. It looks like a giant boat. So you want Coopers. I also heard my nephews went to the University of Scranton, and I used to always tell my brother about Coopers for every time that he goes to visit. And they graduated. I said, did you ever get to Coopers? He says, no. And I asked why, and it turns out there's also a buffet that's very popular over there. The train station in Scranton was converted to, I think, a Radisson or one of the big hotel chains. And they had like a buffet, like a businessman's buffet. So he used to like going to that. But you find some nice food there. You've got a really nice mall, Steamtown Mall, right next to the National Historic Site. But it's nice. You can shoot over there from the Hudson Valley. And this is also an area that is a four-season area. Montage Mountain is there. And I tell you, I saw Tom Petty there, and it's the most beautiful place. So it reminded me a little bit of Saratoga Performing Arts Center, but really nice place, really good bands and things coming there. So you'd get some really good entertainment. And then, of course, in the winter, it's a huge ski center. So you can check it out, you know, seasonally and have a nice time in the Scranton area. Okay, so that's the first area. And I think that's Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania, if you need to look it up. So that's the first one. Then another one that I'd like, I think is terrific on a, you know, short notice. It's about 2 hours away in Springfield, Massachusetts. And Springfield's another sleeper area. They got a lot of a lot of things to do. You don't hear about it too much. So over, if you decide you want to shoot over to Springfield, I would tell you to make sure you check out the Basketball Hall of Fame. And that has really state-of-the-art exhibits and things electronically. You could play basketball against, famous people. It's really good stuff. So you want to spend some time there. That could fill a day, probably more than a day. But the Basketball Hall of Fame is there. The National Armory is there. And Springfield, I guess, was located, I don't know if it was between Boston and New York, equidistant or something. They used to manufacture a tremendous amount of firearms. And you're going to hear a lot of people say anti-gun, anti-gun. But you know what? That keeps you free. And if you look around the world, the poor places where they've taken the guns away, they can't defend themselves against some of the terrorists and bad people that are trying to hurt them. And you go to somewhere like Switzerland, everybody owns a gun, everybody's been trained to use a gun, and guess what? Very, 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 very little crime and problems. So you have to put faith in the people that run it and realize there's always going to be some wackos out there. So you don't basically try to take away something from everybody. Like, it's just, if somebody gets stabbed by a knife, you're going to take away all the knives from everybody. It's an illogical batch of thinking. But anyway, this place, they have these tours. They've got incredible things where it covers the whole history of the country almost, because you have soldiers in different uniforms at different times in history, and the guns they had and the firearms they had. Very, very interesting. So that's a really nice place to go. And they have different events, and that's a National Historic Site. So that's another biggie, like Steamtown. Another place that's in the Springfield area, which alone could probably take you a week to go through, it's called the Quadrangle. And the Quadrangle is a series of four museums. So you'll see like an art museum, natural history, science. You know, you've got just and really, really nice collections. These guys have some beautiful stuff. You want to spend some time at the different museums of the Quadrangle. Dr. Seuss was from that area. So you'll see these big outdoor, the outdoor gardens with these big statuary of different Dr. Seuss characters. And there's some really nice bookstores and, little places you could shop in that area. So it's a really, again, another nice thing. They have the Red Rose, which was kind of neat. We went in there and there's this like giant glass wall. So you're sitting in a restaurant, you're looking through the glass, you can see all these people making pizzas and all different things. Great Italian food. So you've got a lot going on there. And there's also something called Bright Lights that they do in the holiday season from, I'd say, from November until well, right after Christmas. I think it goes through New Year's. But there's a park there, and they have, you drive through this park. It takes, you know, takes a while. I mean, probably at least a half an hour. And there are all these different animated lighting displays. And I remember, oh, it had to be back in the 90s when I was talking to them. They had like over 500,000 lights back then. So I have no idea how much it's been expanded. And they have different themes. So there's a Santa area and there's a nativity, you know, area. And there's stuff for Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. And really, really good stuff. And then a lot of Dr. Seuss characters again, you know, animated. So that is, that's in later in the year, but it's well worth the trip. They also, in the fall, you can go up for apple picking. I mean, you can mix and match these different attractions and have a really nice time. So that's the Springfield area. And then if you like the outdoors and, you know, clean, fresh air and that kind of stuff, there's a number of places that you can go. The Sullivan County Catskills, world-class fishing. People come from all over the world to fish in the Beaverkill and the Delaware River, which is one of the 10 cleanest rivers in the country. They have just tremendous amount of stuff to do. There's antiques up there. There's things like go-karts and that kind of thing. A lot of golfing and outdoor sports, so you can have a good time. If you have a bikes and, you know, that kind of stuff, you can have a good time too. Now, Sullivan County Catskills, you go onto their website, they've got different catalog, you know, different catalogs for different things that you might want to do to have more in depth. They got a lot of nice bed and breakfast, so you can stay at a B&B and all different themes, and you'd have a good time with there. Also up in Greene County, with the Greene County Catskills, a lot of family resorts up there, hiking, biking, you know, mountain biking, that kind of stuff. They also have antiques and, you know, nice restaurants. You're going to have fun traveling around. So those are good for outdoor activities. And then, of course, the Adirondacks, the big draw up there, the Lake George area. A lot of people will go up, stay at Lake George, and then they call it hub and spoking, or go into different directions. So you got the Great Camp Sagamore. You've got Lake George. They have the theme parks up there. You got a lot of camping and parks that you have a good time with. Also, Lake George has a lot of other kinds of attractions you don't always hear about. There's a rodeo up there that's supposed to have the best barbecue before the rodeo. And they've got all kinds of, you know, steer, you know, all the different rodeo activities that you'd have a good time with. And it's a big one. I mean, there aren't many of those in the Northeast, but it's special and it's good for kids to see this kind of stuff because this was part of American history. There's also big theme parks up there. So you got like a Six Flags kind of thing. You had Storytown. Some of them merged, but there's plenty of things to do with children. And then the lake itself, there's a lot of boating on the lake and you can have a real nice time, you know, going out and fishing on lake or whatever. So, and I think they have a beach there. They have a park. They have a lot of fireworks. Every week they have fireworks during the summer. In the fall, they've got a lot of festivals. And they do special events. So they might have a motorcycle weekend where everybody goes in for the weekend, you know, bikers. And they have, you know, so different themes. So you definitely want to look up the websites for that area. And I forgot to mention in the Greene County Catskills also, they have a lot of festivals. You've got Hunter Mountain and, you know, these big ski resorts up there, which are great in the winter, but you can get concerts there and basically, you know, use the site at other times of the year for other activities. So so if you're looking for mountains, those are all great to do. Some people go to the Poconos. Some go to, you know, there's not as many things from what I'm seeing that are over in that area compared to what we've got at like a Lake George or Greene County. So you want to check that out. And let's see. A lot of people forget about New York City. But, and you know, when it's hot in the summer, everybody in the city wants to leave. But it's a great time to go in. The traffic's not there. And you go into, you know, your museums, your theaters, everything's air conditioned down there. So it's not that that hard for anybody. But if you like the outdoors, then you got, you know, like the Statue of Liberty, you got parks all over Central Park. They have all kinds of entertainment going on. So that's nice. And then, you know, when's the next time you, last time you went to the Museum of Natural History? That's a terrific museum, and they just get better and better. Also, you've got the Metropolitan Museum of Art with it, you know, everything from the Egyptian exhibits and, you know, you name it, it's there. Huge. And you could spend days just in one museum, but New York City, don't count it out. And off season, you sometimes can have a lot of fun down there. You got the theater district, so you've got quite a bit. I don't know if there's anything good going on down there now. You got to look it up. It changes all the time. And, you know, and then there's lots of great hotels and lots of dining and things. So that's another opportunity when you're trying to think about, you know, what do you feel like doing, kind of a thing. The water lovers, if, you know, some people, the shore is all they need, and they, you know, that's the kind of thing. So you've got the Jersey Shore, and you've got different communities with different personalities. So, you know, you got your boardwalks in some areas, you've got your, you know, carnivals and rides and things for the kids. There's shopping, you know, there's lots of things to do in the different areas. Some of the, you know, like Cape May, Cape Ann, Cape Cod, all along the coast of, you know, the East Coast, you've got communities that are big for tourism and all. If you're a senior, going after the Labor Day weekend is usually a huge drop in price for reservations and all. And if you're going, you know, before like 4th of July, the high season, if you're a senior, that's a good time to do it. Now, if you're not a senior and you're going to be going during the high season to these places, you really want to start reserving you know, your place to stay well in advance, because they really get booked up, and you've got huge metropolitan areas like New York City, Philadelphia, they're all getting away from the city. So it makes a lot more competition, and, you know, it's harder to get places to stay. But you want to plan ahead. Actually, now would be even late, because we're, you know, you want to do it back in maybe March or so, and get a jump on the season. You'll have the best choices of where you can go and where to stay. And some of these places have, like Cape Cod, you can get your whale watches and all of that. Cape Ann, Cape May, they've got also ferries and, you know, fun rides. So you want to take a look at that. And, you know, you just have a great time. Now, that's the kind of place you just kick back and relax, you know, lay on the beach. It's a good deal. And I don't know, some people want to travel down into Delaware, Rehoboth Beach. That's a really nice area. They have a lot of events and great things to do down there. Outlet shopping, too, for a mom that wants to shop, you know, if she's not into doing some of the other stuff. So so there's another batch of thoughts for you to think about. And I'm trying to think. A lot of people like to go to Amish country in Lancaster and Pennsylvania. Now, over there, you've got your outlet shopping, beautiful, refreshing countryside, and, you know, just very relaxing. And you also have your farms and things like that. And that's really nice to just go and relax and, you know, poke around and enjoy the culture down there. But Amish country, they also have some factory tours, the pretzel factory, and there's chocolate, you know, places to make chocolate that you can go to. I'm trying to think. I think in Lititz was one of them. But you can have a really nice time with some of the outlets. I think also you got a lot of people doing quilting, people like quilts. Go down, take a look. And some of these Amish families have beautiful things that they sell, you know, year round or off season, depending on, you know, what you're looking for. So you might want to think about taking a weekend, going to Lancaster. And I'm thinking that might be a little bit farther than Scranton, maybe closer to 3 hours. But, you know, it's a doable trip from the Mid-Hudson area, which we are at. The Finger Lakes. Now, if you're going out into the middle of New York State, it's about 3 hours maybe from Orange County when we go up. And there's a place, well, you got your wineries, which is the big draw, a lot of historic sites. But there's also a place you have to travel a little farther to get to it, but it's worth the trip. It's called Letchworth State Park. They call it the Grand Canyon of the East. And it is an extraordinary, I mean, like Niagara Falls is one of the must-see things in New York. Well, this Letchworth State Park is another one. And you want to make sure you check that out when you go. You also have a lot of women's history museums and things like that in the Finger Lakes. And, you know, it's a really nice, relaxing time. Watkins Glen has a variety of events, and they have the races. That's always fun. You can look into something like that. The different lakes, like Seneca Lake, Cayuga Lake, they have different communities that have various, rides on the river with the boats, and you can have dinner, and you know, like what do you call them? Like an evening kind of thing with the sunset tours or something like that. So that's a really interesting destination. Schuyler County has, that's Watkins Glen, but they've got an incredible. It's like you go back in time a million years. It goes back, and it's the gorges, these beautiful gorges and waterfalls, and you know, just the rocks you walk through, and just incredible stuff. That's a one in a lifetime kind of natural historic wonder that you'll find in the Finger Lakes. So we've got some really great stuff in New York State as far as some of these natural beauty kind of places. I forgot to mention up in Greene County, you've got a lot of waterfalls also. So you had that to your list for Greene County, just stopping and enjoying the waterfalls from the mountain. You could always go up to the Berkshires. Now the Berkshires, seasonally, everybody knows about Tanglewood and the Boston Pops. The Norman Rockwell Museum is up there in Stockbridge. Stockbridge is a beautiful little community, and the museum is very good. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. Good time to go up and check their collection out. The Berkshires also has a lot of antiquing. They've got the Berkshire Botanical Gardens. There's a lot of historic sites that you can visit up there. I also was impressed. Not far from there is the Butterfly Museum, and you go in, and there's all these different niches with different kinds of butterflies that grow within those niches. And you go through, and these butterflies will be landing on you. Very, very peaceful, nice. And that's up in the Berkshires also. So you definitely want to check that out. And I'm trying to think. There's restaurants everywhere, nice little communities. In the fall, you can go with the farms and the apple picking and have a good time that way. A lot of people drive through the Berkshires just to watch the foliage in the fall. So you can plan trips ahead. But remember, now's the time that you'd be planning trips for the fall for the Berkshires. So you want to plan several months ahead if you're going to be staying overnight. They probably have the nicest B&Bs that I've seen all over the place. I mean, just the families that are running these B&Bs are really committed to making sure they are pristine and that the public is really going to be happy when they go back. A lot of their business is from word of mouth, so that's definitely a must stay in, kind of a thing. I think you'll like it. So the Berkshires would be another one. And I think I'm going to wrap it here because I'll be able to do another show that's more on the Hudson Valley and kind of a spin the dial kind of thing and give some ideas. Okay, so this is Marietta Allen signing off for Weekend Magazine. Have a great week and have a good trip.